Rural Focus.
Well, all roads lead to the Esplanade Reserve in Fremantle this Saturday as Farming Champions brings the country to the city, yes? Farmer On Your Plate, normally held in the middle of the city, has now got a new home at the Esplanade Reserve in Fremantle. And there will be plenty of WA farming families there on Saturday. One of those is the team from Tuckabush, Edible Australian Tuckabush. Mark Tuchek is the front man there. And Mark joins us on Rural Focus this morning. Mark, hello there to you, mate.
G'day, Troy. How are you going?
Not too bad. So talk us through, what is Tuckabush, Edible Australian Tucker?
Yeah, so Tuckabush is really a bit of a play on terms. So everyone's familiar with bush tucker, which involves everything edible in the bush, including, you know, kangaroo yonga, goanna, which you grab, but we just do the plants. So it started off life back in 2015, and I was working for a major wholesale plant nursery, and we supply garden centres and the big box stores and things like that. And we started I kind of figured out that we're only growing two Australian native edible plants, which were sadly the same two varieties we were growing 30 years ago when I started at the place. So I decided to really just put the plants together in one spot and brand them so people could find the plants and access them easily in their garden centre. And that's why I called it Tuckabush. And that's how it started. I went off on my bush food journey and teamed up with some local ladies here, my good friend Marissa Verma, who we started off a schools program together back 5 years ago now. But then it's since evolved because of the interest in supplying food. Yeah, I went from supplying potted plants to garden centres to try to grow the fresh and the dried produce to supply restaurants and the like and distilleries and other places like that.
So you grow, what, things like pepperberry leaves, cinnamon myrtle, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so, the ones people are familiar with probably would be lemon myrtle. Cinnamon myrtle is kind of emerging. Not many people know about cinnamon myrtle, but it belongs to the same family. And, you know, really in Australia, we've got our own equivalent to all the exotic stuff that we're familiar with, you know. So we've got a native thyme, which is unlike exotic thyme, which is a little ground cover. So native thyme grows into a shrub about 2 metres tall, and we supply that as a fresh herb and a dried herb. But there's quite a few in the range. We've got things like peppermint gum and peppermint, and also pepper leaf. So out of Tasmania, there's pepper berry. Which people are familiar with. And we supply the leaves here. They don't tend to fruit as well here in WA because it's quite warm. So we've got to give ours a bit of protection, you know, to keep them cool. But the leaves are just as peppery as the pepper berry, which people probably didn't realise. And so the pepper leaves ground up and you've got yourself pepper.
So what would be your, say, big vision there at Tuckabush? Would you like to see people growing more Australian natives?
Well, I think, you know, we live in a fantastic country and, you know, everyone should have a bush food plant in their own backyard. Everyone's got a lemon tree in their backyard, just about. So we should have a finger lime. And everyone's buying blueberries, but, you know, nobody knows what a midgeon berry is. So it's also an education thing. So if we can make these plants more readily accessible, that's my vision. And also, you know, I think, you know, reconciliation is a fantastic thing. So establishing a garden or having sharing a meal and learning, you know, like I did, I went to visit a lot of First Nations people, you know, to actually learn and take your time to go out on country and listen to our, you know, Aboriginal friends. And it makes such a difference, you know, because, you know, if everyone gets the opportunity to do something like that, then a garden and a meal shared is a good way forward. So really, you know, we live in a fantastic country. We need to acknowledge, you know, these Indigenous foods that have been supporting our First Nations people for thousands of years and embrace it for all Australians, really, you know. So, you know, just like we've embraced, you know, different cultures, Asian cultures, Italian cultures, you know, from migrants in the past, you know, we've got things in our own backyard that are really worth celebrating.
Absolutely. So, and speaking of education, do you still do the school's program?
We do, yeah. So, with my friend Marissa, we started the school's program 5 years ago. So Marissa was going into schools and doing Aboriginal cultural learnings and teaching children about our Noongar six seasons. And I was being asked to go to schools to talk about how to plant plants and, you know, the horticultural side of things. And I said to Marissa, well, listen, we might as well team up and do something together. And because I was already recommending her, she was recommending me. So I said, well, let's team up and we'll ask for one school to be like a trial guinea pig school for us to come in and establish a bush food garden in the school. Of course, straight away, we got 60 schools register from our Facebook post and it just blew up from there. So since then, we've gone on to visit nearly 150 schools and probably impact about 9,000 children along the way. And now I've carried it on with my friend Julianne Wade. She's the Wadjuk artist in Perth. She's an emerging artist. And it's gone from strength to strength. So it's really popular. We probably do one or two schools a week during term. And we've also been back to schools, not just to help them establish their garden, but to expand their garden, because there's so many different varieties you can add to a garden. And, of course, they're seasonal too. So at different times of the year, different plants are available. So that's been very positive because it helps the little ones and the kids the kids start to educate the parents, which is a great thing. Yeah.
Hey, mate, as I said, you're going to be at Farmer On Your Plate in Fremantle on Saturday the 4th of November. What can people expect to see from you?
Yeah, so we're going to take down a range of plants, but also here at the nursery we've got a couple of the ladies here that we've been starting to dry some of the native herbs. So we'll have a selection of dried native herbs that we've grown ourselves so people can have a look at those and see the different plants. And we'll even have displays of, you know, the fresh produce that we do.
Yep.
And just help educate people about our, you know, Australian native food plants. Because, you know, the very sad fact is all the fruit, all the veggies and all the herbs we currently eat didn't originate in Australia, which is just crazy.
There you go. So, yes, get to Farmer On Your Plate and go and check out Tucker Bush, Edible Australian Tucker Bush, and Mark and the team there will certainly help you out. For those who won't be able to get the Fremantle on that Saturday, the 4th of November, Mark, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, we've got a good website, so you can just Google Tucker Bush, and we've got different helpful hints on how to grow the plants and the different plants, and also recipes too on how to cook with them once you've grown them. So there's quite a few recipes. And, you know, there's a new section at the back with a blog on, you know, how to make a garden in your own home. You know, what plants to start off with, what soil to look at, the different varieties. So there's lots of information on the website so people can look on there or follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep.
We post up different things on there about what we're doing. So people are welcome to do that too.
Mark Tuchek from Tucker Bush there at Sawyers Valley. Mate, nice to chat and all the best to being a part of Farmer On Your Plate this year.
Thanks so much, Troy.